More Chinese cities are easing COVID-19 restrictions. China's so-called zero COVID policy has led to unprecedented demonstrations in several cities in recent days. Some have called for President Xi Jinping to step down. The European Union is urging China to use its influence on Russia to end the war in Ukraine. European Council President Charles Michel is in Beijing for talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The two leaders have met at a time of strained relations. That's partly due to China's treatment of the Uyghur minority. Michel said he raised the issue of human rights.
Human rights are universal, and I welcome the readiness to resume the EU-China human rights dialogue. We will follow up on this commitment, because this format has not convened for more than 3 years. So this is an important signal. The dialogue will allow us to focus wider human rights policy issues and on individual cases.
Russia's foreign minister says previous relations with the West will not be re-established. At a news conference, Sergei Lavrov said Western powers had a real chance to avoid conflict in Ukraine, but they rejected Russian proposals to halt NATO expansion. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Washington for a state visit. He began his trip with a dinner with President Joe Biden. Earlier, he criticised US subsidies towards European companies as super aggressive. An independent panel in South Africa has found President Cyril Ramaphosa violated his oath of office. The panel was set up after millions of dollars in cash was found in a sofa at his private farm. The president denies any wrongdoing. At least two Palestinians have been killed during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. Several others were wounded. Palestinian factions are calling for a general strike in response. There have been protests in India's southern state of Kerala against the construction of a multi-million dollar port. It's being built by the Adani Corporation, which is owned by Asia's richest man. Opponents say it's causing coastal erosion and destroying livelihoods.
I'm Charles Dance, your narrator for Hindsight, Al Jazeera's original docudrama series. In Season 5, we meet Lily Parr, one of the greatest footballers you've probably never heard of. A prolific attacker, the English player broke the norms when it came to women in football. Hindsight from Al Jazeera, wherever you get your podcasts.